Well, I had to turn it over now. I'm gone again. Had to work on this thing last week. I guess I played it so much it had a lot of dust and water and stuff on it. It's been rained on. So I took it apart and bought me some lighter fluid and really cleaned her up good. Works like she's brand new now. But she's not as good as these you buy in a PX over here though. But it'd be alright. I took my grenade launcher out to the firing range last night, and I got a target about 275 meters out. That's the furthest one. I got an ammo box standing up. And fourth time I shot it, I blew it up. So, the officer that was out there, he used to be our XO. He came over and he said, Sheldon, he said, you're going to have to go out there tomorrow and put that thing back up. He said people have been shooting at it, you know, with the rifles and stuff and that, but I don't guess anybody shot at it much with a grenade launcher because it's still standing. I shot four times at it and blowed it up, but maybe Matt, because I didn't have nothing to shoot at then. I carried about 20 rounds out there. I just kind of shoot around, but I didn't have nothing to shoot at after that. The other day, we was getting ready to come in, and I was sitting out there, and the CO told me I couldn't hit a grave marker out about 275, I guess 300 meters, something like that. He said so I couldn't hit it the first round, but of course you can't hit much, you know, you can't hit very much the first round. You have to shoot one time and then adjust from it, either short or long or whatever you are. So I shot at it three times and hit it. Another old boy that he's a grenadier in one of the platoons. He's got an over and under job, one of these new ones that come out, the grenade launcher mounted under M16. He shot at it six or seven times and never did hit it. Of course, they're not near as accurate as these little old shotguns that we came, when we first came over here, they gave us. They don't even carry them no more. I'm the only one that carries one out. I got the grenade rounds, plus I got what they call a canister round. It's just a big shotgun shell is all it is. About, I don't know what gauge, probably. It's a lot bigger round than a 10 gauge. I guess it's about twice as big as a half dollar the barrel is, and got a shotgun around for that in case you ever get anything up close. It really tear them up. We shot this old civilian out here the other day on this operation. We pushed right up against a big river, way is about 10,000 meters northwest of Benluck. Benluck's probably on the map. And if you follow, you won't be on the map. I sent you where we were. But you can just figure 10 grid squares northwest of Benluck, that's where we were. We didn't even have artillery support from Rock King. We had to use artillery from another place up there. Had 175s, 8 inches, and 155s. Anyway, this sampan came down the river. So the 2nd Platoon was on the river, and we were told when we came in there to stop everything that came anywhere. We were supposed to take in anybody that was out there. So the boat came down the river, and before the 7th Platoon could get over it, I already gotten by them. So I called the Alpha Company and told them that the boat was coming up the river to run out there and stop them. So what the guy did, he shut his engine off, and when he floated right by Alpha Company before Alpha Company knew he was out there, and then cranked her up and took off. So the gunships got that one. So there's nothing came by. The 2nd Platoon, they were really kind of mad because they'd missed that first one, so they ran out there and they shot four rounds across the bow of the boat to make him stop. Really took off heading for the opposite shore, so they just opened up on him with a machine gun. And after they went over and swam across and got the boat, well, found out it was just no, really don't know what it was, VC or what, but he didn't have no rifles or nothing. He had a little girl in there about 10 years old, and he had no ID card or nothing. He had some American helmet liners and some ponchos and boots. So they don't know whether he was VC or whether he just had some stuff, you know, he probably picked up here and there and was going to Saigon to sell it. He had a helicopter come in and picked the little girl up, and they took her to Benluck. And when we came in, we had to put some guys on the sampan and bring it in. It was a double engine job. The mail's really been holding up good. I'm real proud of it. Seems like every time I come in the field, I have three or four letters waiting on me, or a package or something, maybe a tape. Always have something to do, read, or something to listen to if I ain't working. Here the helicopter's coming in now. I guess they're picking up either our company or Alpha Company. got about 20 helicopters coming in. 10 of them take our company, 10 of them take the other one. Go off over there and drop them in like they did us the other day. I don't think there'd be as many U.S. troops out there as there were the other day. Probably just be our two companies out there. We're not even really a complete company. They're taking two platoons from our company, and that's not even really one platoon. We go out in the field with 19, 20 people in one platoon. So you take two platoons like that, you ain't even really got one platoon. Because when we came over here, regular strength of platoons, 44 people. So, we got one platoon that was already out. They went out last night on ambush. They're still out. So they'll come back in this afternoon. They'll have to pull the company bunkers. Like the more you do over here, the more they want you to do. I'm reading the papers where they're going to send some more troops over here. Hope they send about half of them down here. Of course, I know we're not near as bad a shape as they are up on the DMZ. But I think we could use a few of them. Because sometimes we have just as bad stuff going on down here as they do up at the DMZ. Of course, I don't guess we've got seen anything like the Marines have. Maybe a couple of times, but Marines seem like every time they go out, they get into something. Well, I'm going to take off here and go to the PX. I'll be back in a few minutes and see if I can finish this thing and get it in the mail. Well, it's been quite a few days since I talked on this thing last. Looks like every time I get around and start talking on it, something happens. Last two days ago, about 5:30 in the afternoon, one of our platoons got hit pretty bad. We had to load up, go out, we spent the night, had two airstrikes out there. Next morning, got up, went out in the area, didn't find nothing, some blood trails. I guess if there was any VC dead, they carried their dead off with them. It's raining out now. I want to try and finish this tape so I could use my tape recorder and tape the country and western show this afternoon. Today's Saturday. I got my pictures back the other day, some black and white that I've taken around here. I sent the negatives to you. Got my bullwhip and my shoes and stuff the other day. I ate some of the butter beans today. Man, they're really good. I got one of the little kids around here to go up to the market and get me some onions and some hot pepper. I really made me a meal. Sure hope Daddy gets along all right in the hospital. Maybe that's what he should have done, maybe to start off with. He wouldn't have spent all that money on that guy down at Gilmer. I got a letter from Bobby the other day. He's stacking watermelons again this year. See, he's making $100, $200 for just a half a week's work. He's working by the load. That the other night, that's about the only things happened around here lately. Really wasn't very many VC down there, I don't believe, but they had a 50 caliber. Or that's what they thought they had. They kept shooting at the helicopters. Helicopter, the pilot told me, said the tracers when they came by and looked like a softball. So they figured it was a pretty big caliber weapon, and intelligence said only battalion size units down here carry a 50 caliber, so they had us on alert all night long. Put two airstrikes into the area, just for good measure, I guess. But I don't think it was over 4 or 5 VC, probably. We found a place they was firing from. We found about 50 BAR rounds and some 30 caliber carbine rounds. They got this new deal going where they send six people out and keep them out there. And then it started to draw the VC. The VC see six people out there, so they'll start shooting at them. Then they have us standing ready back here. When the VC expose themselves, start shooting at these six people, they kick us in the helicopters, and we fly out and try to see what we can do with them. Here lately, they hadn't been we go out, but even platoon or company strength, they won't shoot at us no more. So they're trying to get the number down more even to, the odds up, so the VC will expose themselves and take a shot at them. Man, it's really raining outside. We get usually every afternoon about this time it rains. You can usually go by clockwork by it. Either right after dinner or about this time, it's about 2 o'clock. We're about 5 minutes till now. I'm sure glad my house don't leak too bad. It leaks in a couple of places, but where it leaks, it don't hurt nothing. It just falls on the floor, don't get anybody's bed wet or nothing. Man, it's really coming down. I'm gonna put my tape up here and turn it up and let y'all hear the rain coming down. Hear that? I think it rains for about 15 or 20 minutes, and during that time it rains anywhere from 3 to 4 inches, I think. I got a big rain barrel sitting out here back of the house, and a thing I made to water, when it runs off the roof, it'll run down this two boards I nailed together making a V, and it runs down that into this big old rain barrel. That's where I get my water to shave and wash up in whenever this water in the creeks around here ain't too good. We had a USO show the other day. I took a roll and a half of pictures of it. First one I'd gotten to see. That's about the fourth one, but I've always either been out or been doing something I couldn't get off to go up there and see it. It's pretty good. It was a couple of Australians comedy act, and they had a pretty good looking Filipino girl with them. She sang. Heck, a couple more days in August to be here, and then just August and September, October, and then I'll be counting off the hours, I guess. Seems like around here ain't too much happening no more. I'm afraid they might move us if we don't start doing a little something. Probably move us further south, because they've been talking about there's not enough work around here for a battalion anymore. So I'm afraid they might move us further south where there's more VC. If they don't, we'll pretty well have it knocked around here from now on, I believe. All we ever get into now is maybe a few snappers, lots of booby traps. That's their main way they're fighting us now, is booby traps. Heck, we've lost 20 or 30 people just by booby traps. And our FO the other day, artillery FO, goes out with us. He's always with the CO and me. Him and his RTO and his recon sergeant got hit by M79 the other day. This friendly unit across the river saw him and thought they were enemy and shot at him, hit right in the middle of them. Broke one of them's leg and messed the others up pretty bad. They was about 50 meters from us when it happened. So, I guess I better go.